Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Ulitic, Indiana, an hour shy of sunup, and a farmer's getting to work. Tuscaloosa, Alabama, way before early, and a farmer is getting to work. All across America, farmers are starting another long day. Maybe it's time we said thanks. The American farmer is essential to the economy. That's why ADM works to be essential to him, creating thousands of products from his crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. We had not even rescued all of the Katrina survivors, collected the last of the bodies floating in the churning sea, as the politicians, advocates, pundits rushed to blame someone. Blame Bush, blame the mayor. Someone must take responsibility. Well, let me say, it's more complicated than that. Let me make 2 points. Number one, as citizens of a democratic nation, we are very reluctant to prepare for the improbable. And number two, we don't expect the tragedy to strike us anyway. Maybe someone else, but not me. Hurricanes come and hurricanes go. They threaten Florida, and the Weather Service issues a warning. The governor and officials warn the people to evacuate to safety. They board up their homes and leave, but some refuse to leave. The storm either misses them or proves to do minimum damage. So those that evacuated return, and those who stayed put at their homes ask, "Well, why did you leave? It wasn't so bad." And that's what has been the case in Florida in recent years. You see, I'm not surprised that thousands of people in New Orleans refused to leave. After all, the city had lived under a voodoo charm for 200 years. I've heard some radio and TV reports from know-it-all experts that we should have anticipated the Katrina disaster. Well, the truth is, most people didn't know Katrina would strike with such ferocity. New Orleans and many other coastal cities over the years have grown and developed in the face of a hurricane risk. We have thumbed our nose at the risk, and I predict that we will continue to do so. We don't do anything until we have to. We're just now, with $3 gasoline, beginning to realize that maybe we need more alternative energy. We didn't strike back at the terrorists of 9/11 until 9/11. The final point that I would leave with you is, it isn't wrong to do nothing to safeguard against every threat, because we can't afford to pay for absolute safety. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.